This is Gene DeLisio with a Marshfield Tiger sports update for Saturday, March 15th from WOSQFM.com. The Marshfield Tiger boys basketball team will play next week at the WIAA Division I State Final Four at the Kohl Center in Madison. The Tigers clinched their berth on Saturday by defeating Kimberly in a Division I sectional final at Wisconsin Rapids, 62-35. This ballgame was tied at 16 late in the first half. Marshfield then went on a 17-2 run to secure command of that ballgame. Tigers led by Brooks Hinson with 24 points, and with that performance, Brooks becomes the first Marshfield Tiger basketball player to surpass 1,600 career points. Chris Pohl scored 11 for Marshfield, and Valen Ramberg added 10 as the Tigers advanced to the WIAA State Tournament for the first time since 1994. After that game on Saturday, we spoke with Tiger basketball coach Chris Fisher for his comments on that great Tiger win.
This may have been the best defensive game that a Marshfield boys basketball team has ever played. We were so locked in defensively from the start, even though we got down. Most of that credit goes to Coach Shepler and Coach Roscheid because they had an unbelievable scout. They had their actions down. They had their individual personnel scouted very well. Which was tough to do because we only had a day of preparation after the Memorial win. So I'm incredibly fortunate that I've got the coaching staff that I do. And then Coach Fravert, Coach Boson, the progression of the program when we first started this 5 years ago to go from two wins to now a sectional championship down to the Final Four is what makes me most proud as a head coach.
Coach, late in the first half, you're tied at 16.
Yep.
You then go on a 17-2 run, a 27-4 run.
Incredible.
And what were some of the key aspects of those spurts?
Brooks Hinson. Defensive pressure, defensive engagement, communication defensively. We found something that we could attack offensively in terms of we wanted to get their bigs and some ball screening action. 23-44, you know, they have tendencies sometimes to not want to play the perimeter. So having Valen and Chris become ball screeners and Ethan become ball screeners, you saw Brooks find some openings. We got some deep post touches off of those looks as well. We were really good in that stretch.
It seemed, Coach, like you switched defenders tonight. Van Offeren came in, number 23,
yep,
averaging 17 a game. So most people would say, well, Brooks will be on him, but he really wasn't. He covered the point guard. So talk about the job done by your defense against Van Offeren and the defense as a whole, how they switched and made some big plays.
Yep. So we had two different sets of matchups ready to go. We thought, you know, it always starts with Brooks. We figure out who Brooks is going to guard, and then we kind of go from there. And it was either Brooks on Wilds or Brooks on Van Offeren. And then we weighed pros and cons behind that. We started with Brooks on Wilds because Wilds is a very dynamic perimeter player. And Brooks has been really good at guarding those types of guys. They set a lot of ball screen actions and a lot of handoffs. And Brooks is really good at squeezing in between the ball screener and the attacker. And Chris, we wanted a little bit more size on Van Offeren just to bother him a little bit because he's very physical, very strong player. I think he's going to play football somewhere. So the thought was, let's get Chris with some size that could maybe bother him. So the combination of those two guys is kind of where our defense started. And we did most of this without Landon today. He just got himself in foul trouble early. Cam Kolstad was incredible. He was poised. He hit a big shot early in the third quarter. He knocked down free throws. He took care of the ball, and he defended number one really well. You know, things like that are what you hope for when you have a big game like this, and Cam was tremendous.
My next question was supposed to be the impact of Landon Lee's foul difficulty on two respects. One, the job done by Cam, and secondly, the way Brooks kind of took over at that point.
Yes. Landon is so talented. You know, he got caught a couple times early with just hands in the cookie jar, so to speak, and you know, he got caught. But Landon was still a really good teammate. He was on the bench, he was engaged, he was a large part of how Cam played tonight, because at every timeout and every stoppage, Lando's telling Cam what he sees or what he saw and be ready for this and play off of 2 feet and take care of the ball. So even though Landon wasn't on the floor, he was still a big part of what we did today.
Marshfield Tiger basketball coach Chris Fisher. The Tigers won their WIAA Division I sectional final on Saturday at Wisconsin Rapids by defeating Kimberly 62-35. The pairings for the WIAA Division I state final four will be announced later next week. One other sports note involving area athletes this weekend. The NCAA Division III Indoor Track and Field Championships held this weekend at Rochester, New York. And Marshfield's Gracie Holland finished in sixth place in the women's pole vault for UW Whitewater. And that is our Marshfield Tiger sports update for Saturday, March 15th. I'm Gene DeLisio reporting for WOSQFM.com.